Okay, so welcome back to all of our last year chaverim from Princeton. Hi, Mayor. Hello, Matthew, and new guests. Remind me again your name.
Josh.
Thank you. Okay, so last week, two weeks ago, we talked about paskening for yourself. Part one, in terms of qualifications, do the qualifications change if you're paskening for yourself? I know, Mayor, this interested you a lot when I touched on it last year. You should catch up on that year. If you don't catch up on any others, you should catch up on last week's, 2 weeks ago's year.
I think I'm just going to have like a zero sheer marathon one
day. That sounds very exciting. I would go crazy if I did that to myself. But I even tagged you.
I know you tagged me.
On that one. I don't tag you on all of them, but I tagged you on that one because I told you. There it is.
I'm sorry.
And it's hard to listen to me on 3x speed because I speak fast.
It's like definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I speak, like, it's like trying, I listen to a lot of people on triple speed, like Reshech, but I can't. Like, it's not possible. Like, he speaks very fast. Now all this is public for Bayou Torah. Okay. That's fine. No, it'll entertain the people who are listening to it. Okay, so now we're going to deal with the second question. In paskening yourself. This one is dafka, even though most of the issues we've dealt with this year are primarily focused from the vantage point of non-poskim, today's shiur focuses equally on poskim and non-poskim. It's the question of nugay. It's the question of whether personal involvement in a shayla makes it that you cannot halachically paskim that shayla for yourself. Right? Obviously, but this, as in as much as you think you can paskim for yourself, this will be a relevant shayla. And that depends on last week, but this is a separate question, okay? Just as a little bit of background, if you remember already, when we spoke about Aseilah Harav a few, whatever it was, 2-3 months ago already, it's some of the reasons raised for why you should have a Rav, and some of them relate to this question of bias, that you need an outside party is going to be able to make sure that you're not, you know, lying to yourself, that you're seeing things clearly, which you don't always when you're involved. And that was Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, right? You have to, sometimes you're biased and you go Lekula, sometimes you are Choshesh because it's yourself and you're Machmir, you are hesitant because, you know, if you're making a decision, you need someone else to confirm what you're saying. Right, so those psychological, halachic, whatever realities definitely exist. The question is, to what extent do they actually express themselves bindingly in a way that, right, are you actually not allowed to paskin for yourself, or can you? Okay, so the sugya is actually relatively straightforward as things go. It starts with a series of gemaras and mishnayos, some which imply one direction, some which imply the other, and then you just got to figure out which one you take as controlling, and you know. Fine. So gemara, start with the gemara needed daf chaf. Now, this is the one that's most often quoted because Hilchos Nida are more practical than the other issues we'll get to, like Bechoros. Yalta, if it was. Thank you. From Nachman's wife. Aisi Dama Lekame Dirava Barachana used to bring her Damnida, her Maros, to Rava Barachana. Right? So she brought it once. Vitamila. And he said it was Tamil. Hadar Aisi Lekame Dirava Barachana. Vidachila. And then she brought to Rav Yitzchak, and he said, "It was Tar, and how could you do that?" We saw this Gemara already. Right, you can't have a posek change someone another posek's psak. So the Gemara says, "Mikar Tumei Having Time Like Him That Really Call Yomah Having Matkile Ki Agavna Ve'Inu D'Chash Be'Inay Dachi Lav." The Gemara answers that it wasn't a problem of Chacham Echad Shasar Chacham Echad Shehitir. Rather, what happened was she said, "Look, this color I always used to bring," and he always said it was Tahor. So then he said, "Oh, it must be that his eyes were hurting him today, and he didn't see it properly." So it was just a mistake. So then it was Matir. So you see from this Gemara is that Yalta not just once but consistently would bring her Maros Dam to someone other than her husband. That's the only relevant point here, right? Her husband is Rav Nachman. That's why we needed to know who her husband was. So, does that or does that not imply, right? Is that a halachic issue, right? That he couldn't have paskin for himself or not? Okay, so that's the question we're going to deal with. The other main text that's brought into this conversation is a Mishnah in Negayim. You can see all Negayim all questions of Taras besides for your own. Remeir Omer Avlo Nige Krovav. You can't see the Negaim of your relatives. Kolonadarma the Matir Chotmi Nidre Atzmo. And all Nidarim you can absolve besides for your own. Yehuda Amar Aflo Nidre Ishto, Shebeno Levin Acherim, and Kola Becharos Adam Roa, Chotz Mi Becharos Atzmo. So the Mishnah here brings three cases of things you're not allowed to paskin for yourself. One is Negaim, one is Taras, the second is Nidarim, and the third is Becharos. So you could really, right, in terms of our question, you could go two ways on this Mishnah, and we'll see in a moment the Rishonim do. One is to say that these three stand in for a general rule that you can't paskin your own shailas. What's the problem with saying that?
Why these three?
Yeah, you don't need to specify three, you just say you can't paskin for yourself. So actually the simple implication is the opposite, that these three types of questions are sui generis, you can't paskin for yourself, but other ones you can. Now, did you look at the Tosefta there? Olam in a coin or shalatame at you ain't of bov or a basar. Shechutzla oda maskira obodra nolad lo nega achar reza nizkak lo vimeskira nolad lo nega achar nizkak lo latum latara el al sof shavua halav nega afilo achar shal sharma reyu pitavaso at shiomer lo kohen tar hu neeman a kohen lomer nega zeh pasa nega zeh lo pasa imperes kadma imzer lovan imzer lovan kadma imperes minemun al negei atzma. Right, again the question of negayim here, he is actually neeman a negei atzma, right, unlike in the Mishnah, right here, he is actually Neman. Though it does sound like he's not paskening for himself, but he's at least Neman. Okay. Two more Gemaras. Gemara in Becharos. Tanabanan kol Becharos, Adam Roa, Chos Mishal Atzmo. Veroa is Kadashav, is Masrosav, Nishal Al Taharosav. Namar Mar kol Becharos, Adam Roa, Chos Mishal Atzmo. Mayaskinan, right? What's the case where you're not allowed to see your own bechor, right? Your own bechor, ilay mebechad. If it's when you're passing by yourself, I'm sorry, right? That you could see all bechoros except for your own. So what's the case if it's only you? So would you even be believed for others? Ela betlasa. It must be where there's a bezin of three. Where it says if there's a bezin of three, umichashide, would you be suspect if you're on a bezin of three? But not mina shechol b'man of yisrael and b'nei shu bezdin. But we paskin that if a woman does chalitza or miyun in front of a bezdin, any member of the bezdin can marry her. We don't worry about questions of negiyah because, right, none of them independently was responsible for the psak. So the Gemara says, "Ba'olam lachad." The number of chizur Rami Yochanan biyachid mumcha chanami bin biyachid mumcha. The Gemara says it's a case where one person is paskening, and that's why yes, you are neman for other people, but you are not neman for yourself. So here you already see a limitation that even by becharos, right, which we saw, you clearly cannot paskin for yourself. The Mishnah assumes that if you're part of a bezdin, you would be allowed to. One more Gemara, Amar Rava. We saw this two weeks ago. Amar Rava tzur ba meraban and chazi lenafshe. Right, but and this is talking about what? I didn't give the whole Gemara because we've seen it. Tzur ba meraban chazi lenafshe. Good, sakin. See, you guys do know this. It's sakin for shechita, right? Someone is allowed to look at his own knife before shechting. Okay? So, we have the Gemara in Nida, which has Yalta not asking Rav Nachman for psak. We have the Mishnah, which seems to imply there are only three cases when you can't paskin for yourself, but presumably in others you can, that's not 100% clear. The Gemara in Becharos clarifies that even by Becharos, you're only not Neman when you're paskening by yourself, but not if you're a part of a Bezdin. And then we have the Gemara in Ervin, where clearly you are paskening for yourself by Sakin, but as we saw, that may be a special case. Okay, so looking at these, right, there's tensions in both directions. How do we paskin, right? Which one is controlling, which one is the exception? So, let's go to Tosfos first, then we'll come back to the Rash. So the Tosfos says, Kol yom ha-mitar li chiyai gavna mashma shulo ha-yisur regilo laharos l'Rav Nachman baila. It implies that she didn't usually show the dam nida to her husband. Yes? So he says, so why not? She said, v'shema lo ha-yabaki. Maybe it was a technical problem, which is, he didn't know how to do maros, right? This happens even if it's a big talmud chacham who doesn't know maros, right? I always find it funny that Roy Berger, who is the teaches nida and gbats and is now the Sholem Meshev and teaches at the Yevetzit program in America, and is a very big expert in Nida, doesn't pass Gemaros because he's colorblind, right? These things happen, right? It doesn't always impinge on who you are. Not everybody can pass Gemaros. Other people just get queasy when they pass Gemaros, you know, whatever. He mostly teaches the theory, but the one or two times that he does Shemush and Maros, he has Maros with a little note. Rabbi Willig said this was fine. Rabbi Willig said this wasn't fine. But Givetz doesn't do that many Maros. I assume someone else. I think in the Yodzah program in America, I think Rabbi Alman does Maros for them, because he also teaches there. I think. Or is in the Yodzah program here, so, you know. And here, Noah Lau teaches it, you know, because she does a ridiculous number of Maros. Like, my God, she says she has 3 to 5 a day. She brings in 60 at a time. When I did Shemush with Maros, I never, like, no one I've ever done Shemush with Maros ever had that many. Anyways, not important. And close parentheses. Okay. V'hadar Rav Nachman la'el b'dama kaza kabbalah izbiyado. Aye, he did paskin on dam earlier. Okay, he had a specific kabbalah for that, but he wasn't an expert in general on dam nida. Inami, alternatively, ha'isa choshesh shema yamachmer la'atzma liyaz libo nokvo. Alternatively, he's allowed to, but his wife didn't want him to because... Or he didn't want to, whatever, because she was afraid he'd be machmir, right? If you're pasking your own nida shayla, let's say, no, it's right, you'd be machmir, it's pasnish, whatever, it's weird. What?
Yes,
weird. Maros are weird in general. What do you want from my life? Uvarish v'lo yizmoch al chachmaso inami shel tiskan b'fanav, right? Or, right, if you're seeing your own wife's maros, there's the danger that it's just icky. And I right, forget psak issues, right? It'll just, you know, you just don't want to think about it, right? You don't want to think about it. It's bad enough to... I'm sorry if this makes you uncomfortable. This is, the main psak doesn't need that. It's an uncomfortable gemara. What do you want from me? Well, ain't lomar d'asir l'aros to me issue, but don't say it's usher. And what's his proof? The masech and the gaim, tanan kol and gaim, adam roh, chutz minigi atzmo. His raya is the Mishnah Negayim, that it seems as if those three are exceptions. Now let's look, however, at the Rash. The Rash on the Mishnayo says, it's only by himself that he can't paskin. But to join with other people on a bezin, he's allowed to. Where does he get that from? Thank you, the Gemara. I'm not tricking you, God, you know. The time of Mishum the Chashtin and Lay, and the reason is because normally we suspect him that he's not going to be honest. Dilma Mekel Gabe Israel Lavakir Nidra, right, by the Nether case, right? Mechavin the Habu Beitlasa, but if he's in part of a Bezdin, Lo Chashide, then we're not worried. Chain Muchach, Bechoros, Bepera, Ad Kama, the Mukhmi Save, the Masizim, the Chol, Bechoros, the Mrah, Chotmi. Etc. And he just quotes everything that we saw. Okay. Fine, and then he goes on. He goes through all the things that you'd be suspect of doing. But then he's about, wait, there's a problem, right? He assumes that the Mishnah is a general rule, right? At least he does at first glance. The problem is it goes against what Gemara does explicitly go against? Irvin Tamar Gimel. Right? It's Shurban Merabban and Chazil and Afshay. The Ashkenazim himself pregnant. Yal daizi damel lekmei the rabba baruchan. Avelo haisam maral of nachem by lav bishay bakim dam gedar hasam. Adam gadem akaza lo mishum to asra gadeshlo diskan alav. Right, and he said right that the Gemara Nida seems to be a raya against him because it seems to be he has even the girs in the Gemara of lo diskan alav. Right, he assumes that that's the pshat. So either way, he has a stira here, right? Because he has gemaras that imply that you can paskin for yourself. Otanim tosefta the neman akomet lomer neged zepasav neged lo pasav. And we saw in the tosefta that it says you are allowed to paskin. Right, the kohen is allowed to paskin even on negayim. V'neman huel neged atzmo. So the Rash suggests v'shema yesh lechalek bein hechad de eschazik yisura de hechad de lo eschazik yisura. The Ashkan Bereish Aisha Rabba, the Mechalik Gabe Echad Neman be Surin, the Turban Rabban Chazil Hashe, Hechad Lo is Chazik Isura, while Hechad is Chazik Isura Lo. So he suggests that you're allowed to paskin for yourself in a case where Lo is Chazik Isura, but it's Chazik Isura, you can't. Is Chazik Isura meaning? Yeah, that we already know there's something else, and now you have to be Matarit, as opposed to we don't know, and now you have to be Machria. Okay. So we have Tosfos and things you can always paskin for yourself. There are technical problems. You might be too machmir. You know, sometimes temet tiskana love. But fundamentally, you're allowed to paskin for yourself. The Rosh thinks you're only allowed to paskin for yourself if lo is chazik yisura. Now, there are two ways to understand the Rosh. One is the Lumdish way, which is very appealing, probably wrong. We'll see that in a minute. Probably wrong, though. Which is to say that it's formal. What would the formal reason be for saying that there's a difference between Ischazik Yisur and Lo Ischazik? Well, I take it back. I don't know in the Rosh whether it's wrong. The tradition of the Rosh, as it comes in Psak, doesn't seem to accept the Lumdish approach, but we'll see that. It may be in the Rosh, it's right. Why would you say that there's a halachic, a Lumdish difference between Ischazik Yisur and Lo Ischazik Yisur? Well, I mean, yes, no gay, but whatever. Why should no gay matter in Ischazik Yisur, Lo Ischazik Yisur? Why don't we take a step back? Why is there a difference by eight echad between this chazik yisur and lo chazik yisur? Why are there? We'll get into all the pratim of eight echad. But why are there cases where an eight echad is not neman by his chazik yisur and he is by lo chazik yisur? What?
That's so good. Either because the eight is less strong than a or if there's no other direction.
I mean, I think those are related. Meaning, the in Eid Echad, it probably is that when it's Chazik Yisura, what you have to do is there's already an assumption of a Chalos. Right? There's already an assumption that something is Usur. So what does the Eid Echad have to do? It's to break a chazaka, right? There's a difference between being machriya and right and transforming something, right? If something is chazik yisura, halachically there's already an assumption it's usur. So now you need to be strong enough to break it, right? But if it's we don't know, so then it's an open, right? It's open anyways, right? There is no, we don't know anything about this. We need just evidence of some sort, right? So in eight echad machriya, I mean, we can quibble about the exact parameters, right? Is it that eight echad is stronger than chazaka, or is it an eight echad is only a machriya but not really neman, or whatever, right? We can quibble about it, but presumably, right? So one way of reading the Rosh is that way, is to say that that's really the difference here. Also, is that you're not allowed to paskin for yourself, right? If you go back to a few weeks ago, right? The strongest formulation of what psak is what. Right, we saw three different perspectives of why Psak is binding. What's the strongest possible perspective? Right, the Ritva, that it creates a Chaticha Dizur, it creates a Chalos shame. Right? It creates a metaphysical reality. So, right, you could say, well, right, if there already is a de facto Psak, it has a status. So now Eidachad has to break it. But how could he do that? Right? If he's no gaya, whatever, right? He doesn't have the power to paskin. Maybe for yourself you could be machriya, you could point direction, but you can't create a chalos, right? A rebuva chalos. But if it's an open question, you could. That's one way of taking this type of direction. What's the other one? Yeah, it's whatever, it's a sliding scale of nemanos. I'm like, look, if we already know that it's probably usur, so if you're telling me it's mutter, right? Practically, right? If what we knew already was usur, so we need to be sure that it's mutter, right? What's the nafkamina going to be? Give me a nafkamina to that, right? To this Chakira within the Rosh.
If you believe in the existence of Cheskas Heter, then...
So that would be, right, that would possibly... I'll give you one which is not so obvious, but you'll see this develops in Poskim. What if something technically has a Cheskas Heter? Right? Meaning, technically it's Usser. Right? We know it was Usser. But the Isser isn't something that lasts. Right? And this is what we're going to get to, and this is what some of the Poskim say by Nida. Right? Someone who was a Nida, she's clearly... She was Usser, right? But does a woman bleed forever? Hopefully not. Which means that, you know, let's say, right, it was 10 days after her period, right? What are the chances that the dam she's seeing now, right, or the ketem she sees now is dam nida?
Low.
It's low, so even if, right, technically she sells a cheskes hetzer, hadn't gone to the mikvah, she's temeya, right, there would still be reason to think that it's that this is not a ketem hametame. Right, so if you think it's formal, right, then you would tend to be machmer on that question. Right? If you think it's not formal, it's just that you're no geya, so if you're trying to change what we know, we're going to be a little bit suspect, then even if there's a formal isser that already exists, right, but practically we don't have any reason to believe that, right, your chumrah is necessary, or that we should be, we have no reason to believe that it should be machmer at this point, then maybe it wouldn't be. So we'll see that's enough, Kamina, within, if you'll understand the rush. Okay, so that's two basic perspectives, right? Tosfos is that you can always paskin for yourself. There might be technical problems in the rash, who thinks that you can't paskin for yourself by his chazaki surah, but you can by low his chazaki surah. Great, how do we paskin? How do you think we paskin? You think we passing up the Rosh?
Well, you mentioned that people will bring it down, so chances are good. And he seems to have the clearest answer in this regard, so chances are good.
So there are definitely a lot of posts passing the Rosh, and we'll see, right? The answer is obviously machlokes. Obviously, you could have just told me that. Like, this is obvious. So let's look very quickly. Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, Shulo yavol ha'akil ha'ach shukadei l'kav l'oskar m'nekashras, we don't allow a paid shochet to be, that's the context here, right, to be the only mashkiach, because, you know, we're worried, because, you know, he makes money, whatever. And therefore, there are some places where we have the minhag that you don't do your own bedikos on shchita, only the appointed mashkichim from the community. The Taz says, Mashva aval midina shochet vodik l'atzmo, but this implies that midina you could, right, just the minhag akal not to. The kasha, but it's a problem. In my season called Bechoros Adam Roach, Chutz Mi Bechoros Atzmo, Ukvar Hiksha Shama Rash, Mihar Bidvarm Shematzinu Ditzur, Mirabban Chazin Lin Afshei, Umasik Shum Didafka, Echadis Chazik Yisura, Lo Chazin Lin Afshei, Vimkein, Achanami, Bishlama Bidika, Shapir Nishcha Hutra, El Shchid Lave, Isra Medina, Tibet Chaya Bechizkas, Isra Omedes, Vinir, Lo Shari Medina, El Shchot, Dirov Mitsuyin, Avalam Ira, Lo Hora, Lo Yore. So the Taz says we pasking like the Rash. I, why then by Shechita are you Me'ikar din allowed to paskin? Because, what does he say? Rov Mitsuyin Eitel Shechita. Which means?
Shechita tends to be good.
Yeah, most people are good at Shechting, so most Shechitas are Ksheros. So, the Taz paskins like the Rash. But which understanding of the Rash does the Taz paskin like? Probably. What? The second, right? Because he admits that an animal is becheskas iser in its lifetime, which means we're talking about something that had a cheskas iser, and despite that, he says, I pass like the Rosh, and I still think it's mutter to be both at your own sakin, because most people are experts in shchita, so whatever, the chances that you're lying, the chances you're getting wrong are low. Which tells you, he passed like the Rosh, but he understands it the Rosh which way? The practical way. Right, not the fundamental chizkas isser of the Rosh. It's rov mitzuyin etel shchita, right? Unless you say no, it's a chazaka against a chazaka or something. I think the Rosh probably takes the second. I mean, I can't prove that Taz doesn't think this is a formal chazaka versus chazaka game, but I don't think so. Yeah.
Maybe this point you were just suggesting, but why is it necessarily true that there was a chazaka that the animal was?
But not necessarily. He just assumes it. If you look at the second, some of the achronim are cholik on him by saying that an animal is not b'chizkas iser, but he says it is.
I'm saying, even if you say it is, then, like, the shechita is a chazaka too, just as much.
The shechita means shechita as a chazaka to be machshir.
Yeah.
Right, so he may be saying something like that. He may be saying that there's a chazaka lehetar. I'm not sure. I don't think he is. Some of the Akronim really do say what you just said, right? That either the animal doesn't have a chetkas iser, or it had a chetkas iser, but after shechita it has a heter, right? Or something like that. Some take it more formally, but I think the Taz isn't. I think. I can't prove that, but it doesn't sound that way in the Taz. Fine. So that's the Taz. The Taz is Lashitaso throughout Shulchan Aruch that he paskins. This way that he paskins basically take the Rosh, but I think more the practical understanding of the Rosh. The Shach Kanaret does not paskin that way. In general, by the way, who do we paskin like Shach Taz? In general, Shach. Which is why a lot of poskim do fundamentally say it's mutter like the Shach, but even Bizman has said it's a big machlok, it's a poskim. So you look at the next source, the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Chacham Roa B'chor La'atzmo, and the Shach says, Atam Ibn Echshad, I the Kashali, Mimash Kazav Rama, Shanagu B'Ksas, Mekom Hashem Adam, Shokher Vod Gaz, Mimash Medina Mutter, Shov Ra'isi, Shurek Bezin, Gaim Hekshah Shama Rash, Kain V'chilik, Ben Hechad Yischazik Yisura, V'zemetor, Znam Mimash Vod Gaz, Mishchad Ahotra, V'lo Yischazik Yisura. And so the Shach says, right, the Rama says you are allowed to paskin for yourself, Medina. So first he suggests the Rosh. And then how does he explain the Rosh? The way Ariel explained the Rosh? Yes? Yes, the Shach at first suggests that you could defend, right, the Rosh and work with the Rama by arguing on the Taz and arguing that Shechita is Bechezkas, that once you have Shechita is Bechezkas Heter, right? That's what he suggests. Vinir de Loshar Medina Lishko de Robitsuin, Avalam Ir Lahora, Lo Yo. Oh, sorry, I went back. But he said, if that was the case, then you would only be Naman on the Sakin post Shechita, but you wouldn't be Naman on what? A Shechita question. Because the Shechita is the action which transforms it from Isra to Heter. Or you'd only be Neman afterwards, I'm checking the sakin. I keep going back to the Taz. Oh, did I reprint the Taz? That's what I did. Sorry. This was the Taz in Shin Yud Beis. The Taz in Shin Yud Beis says what you says. I'm sorry. The Taz himself in Shin Yud Beis retracts what he said in Yud Ches, right? In Yud Ches, he said as a Cheskas Isser. In Shin Yud Beis, he suggests that maybe it really is a chazaka against a chazaka, but if that's the case, then he's machalik and says you wouldn't be neman al shchita da behema. And then he says rov mitzuyin maybe breaks that, right? So here he's a little bit different than the other one, but at the end of the day, right, he goes in a similar direction, right? He postulates like the Rosh, and he seems to take a practical, I don't know, semi-formal, semi-practical understanding of the Rosh. I'm not 100% sure here. The Shach in Nida, however, you skip for a second, says, Kazva Tosvos, Sofra Kalayad, Yachalaros, Me'ishtom, Avium, Arshaba, Gosa. The Shach paskins straight against the Taz and simply paskins straight like Tosvos. Right, the Tzeres Yisrael before the says, why would it be that you wouldn't be believed, right? He gives a slightly different explanation. It's not that we think you're lying, right? Until now, I've assumed basically, why would you, if you think you can't paskin for yourself, it would be because we assume you're lying, but can someone give me a different explanation? Why else wouldn't you be believed? Not because we think you're lying, but because?
You're coming with a sort of fixed perspective.
Yeah, I mean, right, so he says, the Nurim, right, since a person doesn't want to separate from his wife, it's not that we're worried that you're going to actively lie. We're worried that you're just going to make a mistake, right? Bididami, meaning you're going to compare it to something accidentally. Okay, so to summarize what we have so far, right? Again, we have Tosfos, Paskins, that you're always allowed to Paskin to yourself. There might be practical reasons why you wouldn't want to. And the Shach Paskins that way. The Rosh says you can't paskin for yourself, maybe, when it's Cheskas Isser, that can be understood formally or practically. It sounds like the Taz in Hilchos Shechita, that it's practical. Maybe it's a little bit more formal in Hilchos Becharos, not entirely clear. And then why wouldn't we believe you, either because we think you're lying, or alternatively, we simply just think you're making a mistake. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. The Chachmas Adam paskins straight like the Rosh, and this is quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva as well. Abal yachal liros me ishto, Right? And the reason the Chayadim is important because he specifically says that Tosva, right, what the Chayadim does is, until now I've assumed that Tosvos thinks you're allowed to paskin like for yourself. The Chayadim points out, is that actually obvious? I mean, it does sound that way because he says, oh, you see that you can paskin in these three, you can't paskin in the case of Bechor and Nega and Neder, which implies you can't everywhere else. But in theory, is there a way of reading Tosfos like the Rosh? Yeah, because if it's Tali and Cheskas Isser, there's a distinction between Tvila and Ksamim. Because Ksamim, she already, right, she's a Cheskas Tahora, right? And now the question is, are you going to be Metame her? Tvila, she's a Cheskas Isser, and you want to be Metire her, right? So it's not a great reading Tosfos, because Tosfos does seem to make a programmatic rule, and that's how the Shach understands him, right? That only these three things you're not believed for. But in general, you are. But the Chayadim points out that if one really, really wanted to, you could argue that even the Rosh paskins that way. And then you would have to say that you're allowed to paskin on your wife's ksamim, but not on tvila. The Badei HaShulchan points out, I don't think actually in the Badei HaShulchan, but Rabbi Schwartz from YU said he talked to Rabbi Elkon, who told him that if you paskin like Chayadim, you should be machmir not only for tvila, but for hefsek tara. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Okay, a regal achas, in order to get out of nida, first you need to do a hefsek tara after the blood stops to make sure that the blood has stopped, right? You need to check that the blood has stopped. After that, right, mida araisa, you would just go to the mikvah after 7 days. Mida rabbanan, or minhag, the chumra of rebzeir that we pasuk nowadays, we treat you as a zavik gedola, so you have to then count 7 clean days and then you go to the mikvah and you're tahora. Right, so the two things you need to become tahora are one, hefsek tara, to make sure there's no blood, right, that the blood stopped, and then you need to go to mikvah to actually remove the halachic status of nida. Right, so Rav Kohn points out that presumably if you pass from the chachmas adam, you have to be machmir both on hefsek tara and tvila. Okay, fine. We'll skip the binas adam where he just notes that he paskins like the Rosh. Okay. So now, if we're lining up shitas, we have Pashtus and Tosfos and the Shach. On the other side, we have the Rosh, the Taz, and the Chochmas Adam. If you want to line up another Achron, Shulchan Aruch Harav. The next one argues systematically on the Taz. We'll just skim it. And he says, right, Avam Medina Mutter, right? Really, you're allowed to paskin for yourself on Shchita. And just, you know, we'll just skim. Vataz, Hiksha, and the Taz asked, right, and he says, Vofiza Einshum Shum l'shum chacham l'horos heter b'shalo el b'treivas, etc. Right? According to the Taz, you're not allowed to paskin for yourself if it is cheskas iser. We look in the second paragraph in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says about ein kain das rivash ushar poske. This is not true according to the rest of poskim. They think it's only a problem. It's only a problem. Hainu should be not al schar ein lechagim l'horos l'bedika. The only time that we're machmir and we say that just like you're not allowed to check the Bechor for yourself and claim that it had a mum, and Sakin is if you're paid. Because if you're paid, right, what's the reason that we don't believe you by Bechor to say that something has a mum? Because, right, what's the nafkamina for a mum? Right, if there's a mum in a Bechor, what?
It's financially beneficial.
Right, because now you don't have to eat a bit Kedusha. Right, so it's financially beneficial. There's an actual financial benefit. And he says, that is a paradigm, but it's not a paradigm that you're not allowed to paskin for yourself. It's a paradigm that you're not allowed to paskin for yourself when there's direct monetary benefit. Therefore, the only parallel by shchita would be if you would make money off your psak. But in general, we are not machmir. He adds another element. Why is that we raise the standards? Not just because there's monetary benefit, because we know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Hey that who are the people who are allowed to paskin becharos? Only people who got. Come on, people, 2 weeks ago. Im yore, yore, im yadin, yadin. What's the third phrase? Yatir b'choros, yatir, b'choros al yatir, which says it's one of the cases you need specific rishus from the Reish Kalusa from the Nasi, if it's something that we already know we have extra chumras on because it's a specifically complicated and specifically lucrative type of psak, then there it makes sense. We're going to be more machmer. We're not going to let you paskin. But in general, you are allowed to. Skip to the next paragraph. Right, I will note this Karmen Akashas Levad, Nigra Erko, Beni Amon, and Lachajim Acher, Zed Dabar Chadash Lahem, and Yodin Bo Shu Chasid, Efsher Gamlan, Lachajim Emesh, Mad Shul Scharo, fine. Umil, I knew Dabka, Dabar Shiyish, Lodom Torah, Neman, is Love Minat Torah, Lachirim, I Neman, Ella Shul Atma, and Neman, Mishim Chshada, Chachos, Mazo Behemet, Shmazi Shasma, Shul Kedas, Dabar Shain, Mechi, Torah, Neman, is Love Minat Torah, Fil Lachirim, and Neman Gamla Atma. He just says parenthetically that this only works in the case where you have nemanas for yourself. But if there's anything which you actually wouldn't have nemanas for yourself, then obviously you can't paskin by yourself. Okay. In the middle, he does raise another argument that since there's a second problem when you paskin for yourself. One problem is that you might make a mistake, you might lie, you might whatever. There's a second problem is even if you were totally honest and you're totally straightforward, what's another problem with paskin for yourself? What? Maybe. It is a Maris Ayin problem, but not that Maris Ayin problem. The more straightforward Maris Ayin problem, which is you may not be biased, but they don't know that. But right? Even if you are honest and you are not going to make a mistake, right, it might be a problem posking for yourself because other people think you are. So there, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, well, no, that's not necessarily true because if you really do think that you're allowed to posking for yourself, that means everyone poskins for themselves. Right, so why would anyone be choshish you? Right, it's not like right. You, if people don't assume they're lying and making mistakes, they won't assume that about you. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav right, systematically basically says that the post can go against the Taz, except in cases where there's actual monetary gain. the next source I gave you was a truncated tshuva, and you see how long it is even when I cut it down to like 1/5 of its size by Rabbi Avadia. And we'll just skim it. Rav Avadia, I'll tell you in advance, paskins which way? If you had a guess, which way does Rav Avadia paskin the Kula L'chumra? Thank you. Thank you, Asher. Right.
It's the only way to go.
What?
It's the only way to go.
Baruch Shekivanta. He is Mekel, but he goes to the Sugya. And just to show you that we didn't miss anything, right, we'll just follow. You'll see wherever there are ellipses. I really just told you, I pointed out where he follows the Sugya the way we did. He does add a few points, so I just want to fill out the sugya, and then we'll move on to another issue within paskening for yourself, but another series of gemaras. Okay, so he says, "Bedin tamen chacham amor al atzma hechadis chazik yisura." So amadi ved bonim rashi tamen chacham lahoris binyan damim ksamim shel ishto. Are you allowed to pasken for ksamim of your wife? Chaim esavik shira bitfilasa. O mechamin shadavar nagil atzma veinadam roachov al atzma ein lo lahoris bazeh. Are you allowed to? So he says, "V'hinei benida." So he quotes Glarnida. Then he quotes Tosfos, and he shows how many Shonim pass like Tosfos. He just notes here. I put it in things that we didn't see. Right here, he notes the Gra. The Gra also passes like the Shach. That it is like Tosfos. That it's mutter to paskin for yourself. He just has a different reason for explaining why is it that Bechoros, not Neder and Negayim are unique. So the Gra says, Viveuro, this is like halfway down the first paragraph, Chazav Begra, Viveuro, the Seder Taros, Hanikra Elia Rabba, Begilion of Mishnayas, they call Allah, Shavitara Adam Mora La Atzmo, Chutz Mishlosha Elu Negayim, Nidarim Uvichoros, Lefisha Tluyim Bimamar Peh. And he says, why aren't you Neman by these three? What does it mean, Tluyim Bimamar Peh?
Based on speech, and therefore they're open to.
Yeah, meaning you actually create the halacha, right? I mean, these are much more amorphous, and at some level, you actually create the psak, right? It's a very different type of psak, right? Nidarim lo yachel dvarel, right? You are actually controlling it. It's not like you're being machri on a reality, right? You're trying to figure out what was someone's psychology. Can I undo this formal status of nidarim? And right, bechor becomes mutter only if you have a formal heter. Right, you need, and same by Negayim. Negayim is actually right, created by what?
By the
Negayim. By the Kohen. It's not, that's exactly the point. It's not Talib and Matzias. Right, so the Gra claims there's only these things which your speech actually creates them. Right, if you are mefer and neder, right? Then you actually change something in reality. You weren't machriya, you created. So if you go back to the formal, non-formal question, right? He assumes that the distinction is actually a very formal one. It's not just that these are technically things you wouldn't be believed about because they're more monetarily or emotionally attractive, right? You don't want your wife to have nidarim or whatever. It's a formal rule. It's you're allowed to be machriya, but you're not maybe even allowed to be machriya on psak, which would create a quasi-chalos, but you can't actually create a totally new chalos, right? Or destroy a chalos, right? These things which are totally gumam are pet. Right, he says, Negaim Shiyomar Kohen Tar. Tamei Nidarm Shiyomar Chacham Mutalach B'char Shiyomar Yachin Mumche. So the other is Kasher. Before the Hedim, the Poskim Anal, which you see from all these Poskim, Shemutal Liris to Mei Ishto. So that's paragraph one. Paragraph two. Amnam Harash dot dot dot. Then he quotes the whole Rash. V'shem Yishto Chalik Ben Hechad Yischazik Yisrael Ben Hechad Lo Yischazik Yisrael. And he suggests that the Rosh would even agree to Tosfos, because maybe Nida is not as Chazik Yisura. And here he brings a list of Shitos who think that Nida is never as Chazik Yisura, right? Which seems to indicate that, well, I don't know what it indicates, right? If you think that Nida is not at all as Chazik Yisura, right? I don't know if that's because you actually think it's not as Chazik Yisura, or it's not as Chazik Yisura for these purposes, right, which comes back again to the question we raised before, is it fundamental or technical? But he brings a bunch of shitas just to give you an idea of how complicated this question is, right? Even if, let's say, you paskin like the Taz, that you're allowed to paskin for yourself when it's low as Chazik Yisura, and you're not when it's Chazik Yisura, trying to figure out what's Chazik Yisura and what's not, A, in general, B, in Psak, it's very complicated, because Nida, I would have thought, is obviously Chazik Yisura, like who? Who thought it was obviously Chazik Yisura? The Taz and who else? The Taz didn't actually write clearly Anita, but Chachmas Adam, right? Except that's against Tosfos. Tosfos says in Gittin Dabbeis, the Zel Shon Vim Dara Yalfin Laha Minida, the Chseva Safra Lala Atma, MK, and Aphilis Chazik Zaranami, Shlomar Shaina Becheskas, Jeroa Kalsha. A woman doesn't see blood forever. Therefore, Shavashiv is Yamim Tahorim, and Mela Lois Chazik Yisura. Therefore, after 7 days, even before she went to Mikvah, she's not as Chazik Yisura because Pashtus she stopped bleeding. Right? So you see, it's not a formal status, right? I mean, she is Tameh, you know she's Tameh, but it's not considered as Chazik Yisura because the cause of the Yisur seems to have dissipated. Or as we can assume, dissipated. And also he says, Vigam B'yad the Litval, and she could go to Mikvah, right? Which would break the Yisur. Alma B'nina Lois Chazik Yisura, Mikri Vavzava, and he goes on and on, fine. Os Gimel, right? He quotes the Taz, who paskins like the Rash. The Berhate Dave argues and says, we don't paskin it. And he proves it from Tosos. And the Shach paskins Lakula. Okay, that's Os Gimel. In Dalid, you should read a little bit more carefully. The Dalid, he brings another Rishon, actually, is a slightly different perspective. And this is the Marachor Zeruah. So the Marachor Zeruah says, Shehevi Sugid Bechoro, so Maja Tawa Tosu Adlo Yenem and Betruma Tmeya, Besharkal Dine Isser Beheter. Harmin be'iravin, tzumer be'rabban chazin nafshe, v'kosav alzit, so what did he write? Rabbeinu Meir kosav, the mashu kosav atotzus hanal, the mashma shafilu, yachid mumcha lo mehemen, uve'emez, ma'isim mechol yom, the tabat chacham chazin nafshe, kol minis, olam, Meir quotes Tosus and says, wait, people paskin every day for themselves. V'arash, chilek de'echel yizkazik yisur lo mehemen, ulfizeh, nishchat of, v'veis, tam chacham, v'sbagim rov, lo, Lo mati chalul nafshi da ischazik yisur da ischazik yisur lo mehem and ulfizem. Sorry, I went back. Leavi do ata ligmar shchita. Now you can't shecht it. Akvar shahar be v'chein chol beyotzebo. Eina olam nagin kein. People aren't machmir even like the Rash. Amnam nearly shabachol isur shabatara tamchal gamro laatmo sheinu chashud lechol davar haasur va'hemfilu behemdan shal tzadikim and akadosh baruch hu maybe takala al yadam. So the Reb Meir in Marachor Zeruah adds another reason why you wouldn't be allowed, why you shouldn't have a problem of paskening for yourself, which is, what does the Svara mean? I feel behemden shal tzadikim, ayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takal al yadam. People, phrases, in Gemara, no? The Gemara assumes that yeah, God makes sure tzadikim don't make mistakes. Now, parenthetically, what does that prove about how Reb Meir assumes the problem of passing yourself would have been? Yes, right, that you would make a mistake, not that you would lie. Right, because God doesn't stop tzaddikim from doing aferos. He just stops them from making unwitting mistakes. Right, so he assumes the only possible problem would be that you would accidentally make a mistake, and that God won't let it happen. Especially by Yisrael Chila, and then he says the kol shechein delo chashidi lahadzer b'mezid davar azur lechor. He doesn't even think it's possible to think that you would be b'mezid, right? Even if you thought the problem, even if you thought there was a problem passing for yourself, it couldn't possibly be because we think you're going to lie. It's just because you might make a mistake, and that's not going to happen because there's a special siyata d'shmaya. V'davka b'v'chor the chashidi kohanim alav. It's only by b'chor that there's a special reason to assume that you are chashid. That's why we don't believe you. Okay? Skip down now to the two lines at the bottom. Ad kan lashon remeir. Vani eni meven. Now this is the Machor Zeruah speaking. The minor neman gabi b'chor mishum de'ibai shodi be'muma kodem shiatzal avir olam. V'meno baki imkiru l'gai. Right? Why is it such a big loss? Right? In the end of the day, you could always just sell it to a guy. Blah, blah, blah. Skip a little. Mashakazim Mori Sheino Neman B'Sheila Shir B'Shchita Rei Mamikarashak Leishapir Umehid Itosus Nida. And he brings the Nida four lines down. Mikol Makom Nira Iker Shechacham Neman Laharos Laatz. Well, the Maskana is that in fact you are allowed to paskin for yourself. Okay, fine. Now in Hay. He notes that until now I've raised this as if there were two possibilities. Either you're always allowed to paskin for yourself, or you're allowed to paskin for yourself as long as not as chazik yisura. What is the third possibility, logically, that so far I just haven't touched because it's really not seen in poskim? You're never allowed to. So it's not usually seen in poskim, but it is seen in one rishon, and I decided to bring it in Rabbi Avadya and not actually bring it himself, because you'll see how Charig, this is, right, look at Otei, right, Rav Avadya quotes, Amnam lo achacheid, I won't deny, ki me'iri nida, hei yumach b'tatum, j'adam roa kis me'isha v'dameh im l'tar, l'tame, v'hidi yadosh l'orasa, l'rav nachman b'ayla, heine kudish l'oskar alav, inami, sh'lo yabaki, v'hosib v'so tvarav, v'ani mefak v'ek lomar sh'kol sh'haisa tluya bo, kishal atmuhu v'ein lo liros. Right, the Meiri himself raises the third possibility, which is
that's it.
Yeah, you're never allowed to pass them for yourself, and that's it. But he points it out that this also seems to come up in the Shur Ra'im, because of Shechacham Echad Amashin Tavachacham Laris Azu Benishal Mekarva Eitzel Atzmo V'Nimshichu Acharav Kama Talmidim. That the Ra'im says that in his time there was some Daman Chacham who passed in that way, and a whole bunch of people were convinced by it. But what does he say? Continue. Come on. V'tohem hem b'li safek. It's obviously wrong. And what's his proof? And this is important in Psak. What's his proof? And it's a good proof. Tochazinan shenogin tamidi chachamim laharos la'atzman b'chol dinei iser v'heter sheikra lahem b'vateyem. Right? In general, we say, right, we talked about this a bit last year, we'll talk about it later this year. One of the factors in Psak is, right, how do you know whether something's mutar or aser? You look around and say, because, right, what's the Lashon Gemara in Irvin Tzavav? Psachim rather, Psachim Tzavav. Emein and Nevi'im Haim? B'nei Nevi'im Haim. Right, because even your average Balabas who doesn't know Halacha, there's some sort of Siyata Deshmaya, we're not getting things wrong. Why do we have an even better advantage in using a Puk Chazi Svara by paskening for yourself? Yeah, because most of the people who are basking results, if not all of them, are Tamei Chachamim. So if everyone did it, this is not just a stam pukhazi mayam adavar, right? This is what the Maharik calls in Shuvachet a minhag am yusar al pi vatikin, right? It's a minhag which is the basis is Tamei Chachamim. Definitionally, it's a very strong pukhazi, which is, by the way, I think one of the reasons that poskim in general say it's mutter, because it's not just that, oh, there happens to be a machlokes in the Gemara, but how many people here know that Ramim, or rabbis, who paskin for themselves? Exactly, right? So it should tell you that it is mutter. If you look in Zion, right, his summary, I won't read it inside, but he says, therefore, lamaskana, you're allowed to paskin yourself, even b'zchazik yisura, the Pesach is like the Shach. Just look at the last line. Kol makom eikar l'halacha shebechol ofen rashai tam chacham l'horos l'atmo af bischazi yisura kamo shebe'arnu v'nir l'fi anis di kasafti. Okay, let me summarize, and then we have, what, 15 minutes?
18 right now.
18. Okay, so...
Gotcha.
So now taking it... Right, to summarize it again. So, we have a few Gemaras that explicitly say you're allowed to paskin of yourself, such as Marna Irvin. You have Gemara... you have Mishnayos that say you're not allowed to, but only seemingly under certain circumstances. We have the Gemara Nida, where you have Reb Nachman not paskining for himself. Question: how do you work them all together? So, Tosu says you can always paskin for yourself, except for either where there's monetary benefit, or according to the Grav, where you're actually creating a chalos. And that's how he understands those three exceptions. The Rash says you're allowed to paskin for yourself unless it's Chazak Yisura. Two ways of understanding the Rash. Either you're not nemen by his Chazak Yisura because it's formally, you can't create a chalos or destroy a chalos for yourself, or because practically, then that's more likely that you're going to make a mistake or you're going to lie. The Taz, who seems to be the most powerful force that paskins like the Rash, seems to take it as the practical level, right? Because he doesn't really, right? Even things which technically there is now a Cheskas Isser, if there's good reason to think the Cheskas Isser will end, then suddenly we believe you, which makes it sound like it's practical. So even there, it seems like the Rash is not a formal Shita. The Shach is just make it like Tosfos. It seems like most posts can go in the direction of Kula. Another svar for now, there are two reasons why you think you're not believed. One is because you might be lying. That is nidcha by many poskim in a case where there's not actual monetary benefit. Alternatively, we think you might make a mistake by accident. That is accepted, even by the way, by Tosfos, except l'chumra, right? It might be a bad idea to paskin yourself to be too machmir, right? To that answer, right, if it's really just about making a mistake, so then the Maharaj Chazaruel quotes Reb Meir, who says that that can be solved by assuming there's a certain level of siyata d'shmaya. In general, one of the big questions is, even if you paskin like the Taz, which some posts can really do, you still have to try to figure out what is Chazak Yisura is, and that's not always clear. Again, one of the reasons that poskim in general think you can paskin for yourself is because poskim do paskin for themselves. And here, this is not a regular puk chazi, but it's a puk chazi of tamid chachamim, which is a very strong factor in psak. We talked about that last year, but even for people who weren't here last year, that should be obvious. And the last point here is that there is the third outlying shita, which is the Meiri, who says you're never allowed to paskin for yourself. I assume he has some way of getting out of the Gemara and Erevin, but naniach etzavasad, it really is not accepted. La halacha, right? The only other time that she just quoted is the shut ra'im to tell you that it's ta'os. Okay. So that is the first half. Now there's a second question here, which we'll run through much quicker because we don't have time, and because it's less central, I think. Is, okay, one question is, are you allowed to paskin for yourself? Another thing is, are you ne'eman to say a psak? Like, to issue a psak, not necessarily paskin in your own shayla, but issue a psak, or quote a halachic statement when you happen to be nogeya. You understand the distinction, yeah? I'm not paskin my own shayla. Now they're arguing something in the base medrash, which I'm related to. Right, can I weigh in? Right, or is the fact that I'm nogeya going to make people assume that my shita is biased, or mistaken, or whatever. So, the Locus Classicus for that question is Yuvamo Zayin Zayin. Who here does Tafyomi? Tafyomi people?
That's embarrassing.
No one? Wow. Okay, so the Gemara in Yuvamo Zayin Zayin a few days ago in Tafyomi is dealing with Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, right? And there's the Machlokus between Doeg Ha'adomi and Avner, right? Doeg says, "Ah, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis makes no sense because would you say Mamzer v'lo Mamzeres?" And Avner says, "No, that's from the Sora," and it goes back and forth and back and forth. So then, at some point in the middle of this discussion, the Gemara says, "Boil achruz erle." They wanted to get up and say, "We passed him like Doeg, and therefore, which very important person would
David?
Thank you. Would be not forget not a king would be." Right, would not. Well, I mean, he might be, yeah. He'd be Jewish, but he not kasher lava b'kahal. This is actually part of your father's tartar last night, whatever. Fine. No, two nights ago. No, last night. He didn't send it out yet. I edited for him early this morning. Anyways, he sent it to me at 5:30 in the morning. 5:38, I think. So, Miyad v'amasa ben ish ushmo Yisrael Yisraeli. Amasa got up. Ashabalagai v'as nachash. Uksiv yesha Yishmaeli. Right? Why is it called Yishmaeli? Amar rabba m'lami shachigar charbo ki Yishmael. He put out his sword like Yishmael v'amar. Kol mishenu shamea lachazu yidaker becherev. Anyone who doesn't agree to this halacha, I will stab with the sword. Kach mikublani mi beizdino shal Shmuel haramasi. This is what I heard from Shmuel. Amoni below Moab, Amonis Moabi below Moabis. Now the Gemara says, "Umi Mehemin, is he believed?" Va'amar Rabbi Abba Marab called Tamil Chacham Shmora Alecha Uba. Im Kodem Maisa Amra Shomin Lo Vim Lav Ein Shomin Lo. Any Tamil Chacham who paskin something, if he says the halachic statement before the question comes up, he's Neman. If he the question comes up and only then he weighs in, he's not Neman. Where it says shiny hacha, the Shmuel Beis Dino Kai. This case was different because Shmuel was still alive, so right he couldn't lie because then they would just go ask Shmuel. So Milsa Avida Legluye is different. Okay, so here the Gemara says that what does it say? Right, that you are not allowed to weigh in on a halachic statement if you're only responding to a Maisa Sheba. If you say it in theory before, you are. Now, what's unclear in the Gemara? There's two very unclear things in the Gemara. Yes?
You say your thing first.
I mean, one thing is this a statement about Nogeya? Or is it a general rule of Psak, right, that we don't take things seriously if they're only said in response to a question that came up, right? Because then you start inventing things. The second problem is, right, what type of thing aren't you allowed to say? Right? Are you not allowed to say anything? Right? Or... right, what type of psak is being issued here? What? Well, it's more than even chiddush. You're what? You're claiming a mesora. What's unique about claiming a mesora as the basis for a psak? Yeah, you can't disprove it. Right? If you claim I heard from Shmuel, right? Right, that type of psak is much more suspect. Maybe that's the type of shayla you're not allowed to say. You know, only when the Shiloh comes to the table, that you'd have to say in a vacuum. Yeah, Reuven.
About Nogeya, Amasa certainly is a Nogeya here, though.
David's
his uncle.
Oh, no, for sure he is. But the question is this only about Nogeya? He's Vade Nogeya, and that's why I would say that's Pashtus in Gemara, right? But it doesn't actually say in the Gemara that that's why, right, the phrase, called Tamil Chacham, right, only in Kodim Maisa. I agree with you, there's good reason to think it's only about Nogeya, but it doesn't actually say that in the Gemara, which is why there's a suffix in the poskim. fine. You know, we'll skip the other Gemara. The other Gemara, this comes up also in Bechoros Lamed Ches. So Tosva says, well, you just said, Reuven. Obviously, I mean, the dafka hicha duhu atzmo no geah bedavar. Obviously, this is only if someone is nogeya. If you're not nogeya, then yeah. What?
He himself is nechshad.
Right, he himself is nechshad. If you're not nogeya, why shouldn't you be allowed to? Right, when you're not allow anyone to issue a psak, if it's only in response to a maisa, that doesn't make any sense. It's only nogeya. Miri, however, says Miri being the sort of outlier in all these issues here, says no. Kol tamal chacham shemar halacha ba. Even if he's not nogeya, right? And some people say that this was nogeya because he was related. So you see the Miri, right? He admits that some people say that, but he actually thinks that this is not about Nogay at all. It's a weird sheet and psak. Now, presumably, though, it still may only be what type of psak? One based on Masorah, right? Where you're introducing a Masorah that nobody knew about, but it might not be true of an argument. Now, the Ritva, even here, says it is only when you're nogea, but he says it's not a problem nogea because you might lie, right? It's a problem of, what did we see the other possible problem is for yourself is? Bididami, right? You make yourself bididami, right? You see the learn third line, right? Vadik shabra vidla amara fil bididami, fine. The kol hani mili amar bi gemara, but he says that even that is only if you say it mi gemara. What's gemara? Misura. Maybe right, but if you're saying it misvara, you're always neman. Why? Right? Why is saying something b'shem misvara different? Because again, it is right. You can't prove that it's wrong, right? Because no one else has access to this misvara. The daf al daf just quotes here the stechem and the stechem and heavy b'val bear my chaim shikshar dvada my kasha like beir Rashi the emes v'choros. The rafav b'shem rav alach beisel masayim and marvel always mention nafshid avad. Right? Why is the Ritva not like Rashi? Rashi had said that maybe you would lie. Right? I skipped Rashi because just whatever. But Rashi says the problem is you might actually lie. Why does he like that? We know that there are cases in Shas where the Gemara explicitly says that people lied to defend themselves, such as Rapapa. That Gersa, the Gemara may not exist. The Ritva might not have had it. Ayin Sham Adana Yamtov, because they're actually people don't have that Gersa. On the Farish Karma Fanao, the Paba Adro Pazik Basil, the Ratzel Little Gdula Barabo, or he wasn't lying about the Psak, right? He really did know that that was the Allah from Basil. He lied only about who he was quoting it in the name of, which might be Mutter, might not be, whatever. That's a Dian, a long Dian in the Magen Avraham, and some Kufnin Vav, and in the Chidah. Now just to bring it down to how we paskin. So the Ramah says, "V'tamar Chacham Sha'amar Dvar Halacha B'davar Hashayich L'Didei." Right. So already he paskins like, right, Pashtos against the Iri, that it's only by Nogeya. Im Amra Kodem Maisa Shomen Lo Vim Lav Ein Shomen Lo V'davka Sha'amar Kach Ki Balti. And it's only if he's quoting an infallible Masura. Avalam Amar Davar Misvara. But if you quote it Misvara, Umar Apanim Lidvarav. But he brings a svara and he argues his point and you agree with him. Shomen lo, aval ein shomen didei domo medami dvarim lahadash in a domen. Right, aval imhu pashut shomen lo. We don't rely just on his svara. Right, if other people agree, then you listen. Right, if he just says I think it's true mi svara, then we're choshesh because he might be making a mistake. Unless hu pashut, it's obvious. Right, that okay, we're not really post-kim and we're not as good post-kim and we're not going to judge the svara, but this is obvious, then we do listen. the Taz says, what time is it? 54. Okay. The Taz is the Chorim Persians of Ramal Eilu, the Levosh Kasav, who don't are Nachan, Shomelo Lagabi Achirim, and Shomelo Lagabi Didei, the Cheshin Shema Mata Osanu, who Medam Advarim Shein and Dom La Adadi. The Levosh says, we really do believe him, just for other people, but not for him, because we think that he is deliberately tricking us, because he's incapable of seeing his own flaws, and we'll never push it, Shomen Afilu Lagabi Didei, but if it's obvious, we listen to him for him. The ain't nachon. This is not right. Myri gav came today. Dilu gavi acher neman b'chol gav. Now he thinks, right? No, we're always neman for other people. Lomar shkivol kain and didn't train him nogei b'davar. V'chein cause of lehedja benuki Yosef. Near lefin ozay the parshiv ramah came and the hachik amar dema shemahani amar davar misvara haynu b'lisam chiklal el shneira me'atz v'lomar kain al karv amar aval ein shom lididei. Come on, this book as far as atzmo. He thinks the way the ramah reads that you can't rely on his svara. The only time you can listen is that everyone else thinks it's obvious. Because then, and this is just the important point, why is it that you're allowed to rely on him if the svara is obvious to everyone? Because you're not relying on him. Thank you. That was obvious. Good. The Shach says, what would it mean for something to be pashut if not misvara? Right? The Taz thinks Pashut means Pashut mi Svara. The other alternative is what else would be Pashut? What?
There's a
Raya. There's a Raya, right? So that's the Shach says Pashut b'shas would posek Echad. Echad Sham, right? But just Pashut from somewhere. The Gra just points out that the two possibilities you wouldn't believe him are either Sheker, which is Rashi, or B'dedami, like the Ritva. For your own interest, I gave you the Encyclopedia Talmudit that summarizes all the main issues here. I won't read through the Encyclopedia Talmudit for you. There is no reason to do that, but you can read through it and see the summary. The only thing that I didn't bring, I just put here, that we didn't see because it's just not worth putting all the koros, is that at the end, some poskim are machalik between Da'oraisa and Darabanan, but they go in both directions. Some say you're Ne'eman by Darabanan's but not Da'oraisa's because Da'oraisa's are more chamor. Some say you're Ne'eman by Da'oraisa's and not Darabanan's because you're more scared of Da'oraisa's and you're less scared of Darabanan, so we're more, right, you'll take it more seriously, right? On a psychological issue, obviously it's going to go in both directions, right? You can look, one of them is from the Prima Gadim in his Hanhagas L'Shoel. The other Achronim weighing in, you can look at the Makar's Encyclopedia Amadi. Okay, so to summarize part two, right? Part one was the question of can you paskin for yourself? The question is, the second is a little bit different, is do we believe you when you issue a psak? So the Miri thinks this is totally not about us. He actually thinks there's a rule that you're not allowed to issue a psak for Masora ever unless you do it before it becomes halachal maisa. Right, that's pretty much rejected. Most people think that this is clearly a question of nogeya. Then again, like in every other case, the question is the problem nogeya that you might lie or that you might make a mistake? But the poskim do say that it's only a problem if you're being mechadish a mesora, or alternatively a svara, that no one else can verify, because then we're relying on you. That means, first of all, we believe you for other people, possibly or not, because right, that's a deal. Do we believe you for other people or not? Right? Are we machalik your words, or do we look believe you for other people, just not yourself? Or do we say, look, he's biased. We don't believe anything. But if it's obvious, so then we're not relying on you. We're relying either on your pashut svara or alternatively your halacha from shas or a posek. So then we do believe you, because then we're not relying on you. So that's the second aspect of paskening for yourself. Next week, I guess we'll do Chumrah, unless I think that something else fits more conceptually now, but you've been waiting like 2 years, so, you know, we might as well do it. Okay.